Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Scalzo and Bros presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoyed a special Wednesday edition of a Wilde and Tausch edition of Scalzo and Bros. It will soon be on Mondays, apparently, but Jason Wilde scheduled to appear.
We got to break the news to him.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay with it.
We'll see. I mean,
we might try and negotiate moving Jason to Wednesday.
You did give us a job to fill Wednesdays.
So you guys are just going to do the easiest, most obvious thing that takes the least amount of work.
I thought of a creative idea. Josh, he just said he was going to move it.
It's called the old switcheroo, Greg. You ever heard of it?
I don't like the old switcheroo. We've already got folks, for those that missed it, Mark Tauscher is going to be joining us for the next few weeks on Mondays to accommodate his schedule. Then he's going to be on vacation. He thinks he'll be back on Wednesdays after that, so I think we'll be good. But a big thanks to Tausch for being
famous
great, as
words.
Always. And so he's going to be on Mondays. It opens up a big Wednesday opportunity.
5:30, prime time.
So we suggested tryouts. Ben did. Great idea. You've already backed off of that idea in favor of the old switcheroo. But we already have Rick from Spooner. Rick Don't Miss says, sign me up. What do we think about Rick Don't Miss?
I mean, he's got a tagline.
Electric texter.
I also like that he said, sign me up. Like, it wasn't like, hey, give me a shot. I'll be great. It was confident.
We've got 352 chimes in and says, Mark in New Berlin for a Wednesday bit, please.
I was going to say, I would much prefer Mark in New Berlin. Give him a whole 15.
I don't know if we could do 15 with him.
I don't know if the script is that long.
Yeah, he runs out of material fast.
Daniel the Sloth says, I'm out with getting a shot then if it needs to be good. Josh thinks I talk too slow.
Oh boy. This is why he's the sloth.
Never a good hit. Wednesday, 5:30, the sloth joins Scalzo and Bust.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. If you have any good suggestions for Wednesday guests, let us know who you want to hear here on Scalzo and Bust. Just trying to help you guys out since you don't want to brainstorm on your own. Figure I'll have the audience help do that for you.
See, I'm not going to lie, Josh. He's been taking us out all show.
He's ticking me off.
Yeah, he's kind of a Richard.
Yeah, he is.
I'm being accused of being so nice.
That's what they
say. Being accused of being so nice.
When they write Greg Scalzo in the history books, he was not so nice. The nicest guy you could ever meet.
Does anybody ever describe me as nice? Okay, he's a nice guy.
I mean, off the air.
Okay.
You're pretty nice off the air.
All right.
I've introduced you to some friends who like you.
All right. Yeah. I'll take
it. You're a big jerk on the show.
800-990-3776. Get 800-990-ESPN. Only to those who take it, though. Who can take it?
I'm tough as nails.
And Colin Russo. He can't take it, but I can still give it to him like that.
Yeah, he can't take it. He's weak sauce. I could already tell. He was sensitive. You called him out for one thing, and he's like, Greg made time for me in COVID. Then when I was back from Italy, he didn't give me the time of day on Scalzo and Bruss.
See, Russo, it only took me an hour to get Bruss to turn on you like that.
Come on, Ben. Why'd you do that? Well, that's unfair. That's another cheap shot on Greg's part. He was just reeling him in, and Greg's trying to get everybody to turn against me now.
Hey, I don't try to do anything. I just let the chips fall where they may, Colin. That's all I do.
Did you hear yourself? You already got Greg to turn on me.
That's not how I sound. That's not what's going on here. Jeez, Ben. Come on now. You complain a lot more than I do, I feel like.
Oh,
all right. Cite some examples, big guy.
Oh my God. Every inconvenience on this show, I feel like you have something to say about it and you want to complain. Oh, Mark Tauscher doesn't want to go on a Tuesday. I'm so sorry. Like, come on. You gotta be fair.
You did open up the show complaining that your workspace was dirty, but that's a legitimate complaint, I think. I think it's a legitimate complaint.
Professional athletes are slobs.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Bross, which Packers the biggest snub on Pete Prisco's NFL top 100 list? Aaron Jones running away with it at 60%. The other poll we have posted, who's the most entitled ESPN Wisconsin host? Ben Bross leading the way at 50%. 49%, Mark Tauscher at 25%, myself at 16%, and Matt Hamilton somehow hovering at 11%.
He's just got like a likability factor even when he doesn't deserve it. You know what I mean? People are, he's just milking that gold medal. Don't blame him. I would too.
Jonathan Bruss, welcome into the show. Calls in on the 800-990-3776 Scalzo and Bruss talking text line. JB, what do you got?
Gentlemen, I want to hear my play-in music.
Yeah, do you want me to call your brother and have his sex life on the air?
She asked me to bring her a G&T to the pool.
That's the best.
And she wants to see me shirtless walking around the pool, and she's looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, JB, what's
up, Greg?
What do you mean?
He's not a stud. She doesn't want to see him with his shirt off.
Jonathan Bruss, the official, unofficial brother of the Scalzo and Bruss family.
The official, unofficial 14-minute man. So this is a true story that I found out. I was talking with my good buddy, Frank Kaminsky. Jonathan golfed with Frank Kaminsky and Frank's dad, and he pulled out his phone and was he showed him the log, the sex log of when my brother and his wife have had relations. Why are you bringing
Hold
that?
Hold on, real quick. Where are we at with that, JB?
Actually, that log has been ended because it ran out of space.
Yeah, it did.
Shut up.
So you didn't start another one? Not a part two? You finished?
No, I don't need to. I mean, I got it this morning at 6:45. I'm good to go.
Ooh, 6:40. Aren't you getting the kids ready for you? You have like 12 children,
the
JB.
Oldest is Mother Goose. She gets them all ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I got yelled at today because I didn't tell my wife I was playing golf, which I do a lot. And a buddy sent her a picture of me at the golf course, and I kind of had to yell at him. Anyways, you're talking about people that, you know, are tough as nails, kind of can deal with anything that comes at them. Hey, let's just ask Charmin what's going on.
Is that you?
It's me.
Ben?
It's just a horrible landing joke.
Is that your nickname for Ben?
Soft as Charmin.
That was Ben's nickname, Charmin.
Who nicknamed him that?
He was soft. He was soft as Charmin.
How? Give me the softest your little brother was growing up.
Oh, dude, I don't even know where to start. That's so long ago.
All right. Well, thank you for that, JB.
Anyways,
what do you got?
Anyways, I just wanted to call him Charmin. Wednesdays. You're looking for a guest on Wednesdays? I can't do it because I'll probably be playing golf.
Thank you, JB. Jonathan Bruss.
We might need to limit him to the Mark a New Berlin timer.
No, look, JB brings gold.
Does he?
I would have him try out for that Wednesday spot in a second. I just don't know, A, how sober he's going to be,
yeah,
and B, how reliable he's going to be.
I mean, he just proved
because
it.
Because of
that. He was golfing today, and you can tell by the dud that he threw out there today, it was because...
You're a little mad, though, that he called you Charmin.
No, not at all.
I thought there was going to be a little bit more.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what his wife says.
Hit him.
Whoa.
Boom roasted.
He's
still listening, too.
I know.
Vroom, vroom, Benny. Vroom, vroom.
I had a great time at Road America this weekend. Jonathan's got 6 kids. I should get him up there because kids 16 and under are free. So he could bring the whole
but
family.
But we know Jonathan's not used to going fast.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I don't know why I'm... Can we stop?
What?
I was allowed to make the joke, and I landed the joke.
What joke? What are you talking about?
Shut up. Jonathan's not allowed to go fast?
All you had to do was just move past it. It was a one-liner about your brother having relations with his wife for 14 minutes. What am I missing? Why did you get thrown off by that?
Because I had an amazing transition about having six kids, 16 and under, that could get into free at Road America if Jonathan and his wife go. Adult ticketed, you get kids 16 under free. He can bring 6 kids for free. That sounds like a great activity. Trying
it's an
to
amazing,
save some money.
Wholesome family activity. You're
I
right.
hate you so much.
You're 1,000% right.
Make the most out of your summer at Road America. I did this weekend at the NTT IndyCar Series Soncio Grand Prix. But up next is the WeatherTech Chicago Region SCCA June Sprints. This weekend, June 23rd through the 25th. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. That is roadamerica.com. You must go there. Get your tickets. Look at the schedule. So many great events throughout the entire summer. Not just June, but July's coming soon. You always got to plan ahead. Come for the experience, stay for the race. SEC, region, June, sprints. Coming to Road America.
Aaron Rodgers, psychedelics, 1 or 0. Next, Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You know what?
I apologize. This scales of families got standards. You could only kill one person.
Yeah.
Second time you're in.
I think that's fair.
I'm leaving.
You wouldn't go to jail for your kid or your wife? You wouldn't take the blame for him?
Hell no.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Presented by Michelob Ultra. Ben Bruss, Craig Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Who can forget our guy Colin Russo holding it down at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison
probably
Studios
crying in
downtown
the corner.
Off to Capitol Square.
Point proven.
This is all that it took here.
Remember Ben sounds sensitive right now, I'm going to be honest.
Are we having a sensitive off?
I would probably win that, to be honest.
That's fair. I do want to give a shout out to American Family Insurance. AFAM.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. As a first-time homeowner, I didn't know what I was doing. I ended up being very lucky, or maybe very smart, that I was already working with a local American Family Insurance agent before I bought my home with our car. So we had auto insurance. It was easy to add home, and it was amazing to have a team to ask questions to help me through the right policy for me and my family. That's what you get with American Family Insurance. Easy digital home quoting tool, protections to help you protect what really matters the most to you, policies designed specifically for you, and of course, the personal touch and advising of an American Family Insurance agent. So go to AFAM.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Ben Bruss, Craig Scalzo, we're your contestants for one or zero. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Aaron Rodgers is set to appear this Friday at a psychedelics conference in Denver, where he will apparently espouse the usefulness of ayahuasca and psychedelics and how they have improved his performance. One or zero. Psychedelics have improved Aaron Rodgers' performance on the football field.
I feel like this is an easy one. Don't we have evidence of him, like, trying ayahuasca for the first time prior to him winning his first MVP with Matt LaFleur? I mean, he's getting up there in age and people started writing him off and he tried something new and he had back-to-back MVPs and he did it before each year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if this made Aaron Rodgers feel better from a mental standpoint, I could buy that it, like, helped him be a better football player. Right, if it made him feel better about his life, and it gave him a clearer head and helped him find something he was looking for, then yeah, I think it's a very reasonable thing. It obviously doesn't help you from a physical standpoint, but
why? And, obviously,
and it's generally not known as a performance enhancing drug. It's not something you use consistently. And he's talking about ayahuasca, which he's done, you know, a handful of times. It's not like he's doing it on a week in, week out basis. It's a pre-workout routine.
I just didn't know, like,
I mean, the drug that he is going to be talking about and he's advocated for in ayahuasca literally makes you puke and crap your brains out. Like, it clears out your entire system.
I could probably use that, to be honest.
But it generally isn't something you look at and saying, oh, this makes you physically more powerful or capable.
One Fair enough. Zero, you guys know what causation versus correlation means.
Is that a shot at me?
Do you know?
Next.
One or zero?
One.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't... So you really think there's just no, like... I wouldn't say, hey, he did psychedelic drugs, now he's better. But, like, I do think what's going on in your personal life affects your professional life.
Yeah, you could say that about literally anything, though.
I agree.
Any of the things along the line.
I'm saying, if he came out and said, me breaking up with this person in a toxic relationship led me to be better at football, I would accept that.
I would accept it too, Greg.
But you don't accept the psychedelic drugs.
I just wanted to know if you guys understood it. This just seemed like a concept that seemed to be missing. What are zero? The NFL does not want Aaron Rodgers talking about psychedelics.
Josh does it. Joshy Narc over here. I'm a zero. I don't think the NFL really cares about him talking about psychedelics. I think if it started to get into, like, certain drugs where the perception is worse, then all of a sudden I think they'd have more of an issue with it. But
yeah, he's like, heroin, this is great. Here's a seminar.
Heroin is not a psychedelic, but yes. I think they would be upset about that. I think if he was like, hey, you should use LSD, given the perception of LSD and some of the things that have happened, I think they would have an issue with that. Ayahuasca is known for, like, what rich people do to go down into the jungle and sort of have a spiritual journey. Like, it's not something that is oft-abused and therefore does not have significant negative effects on the American culture.
What he said.
A TikTok user has gone viral for sharing a video where they were seen pouring soda on the passengers' feet that were sticking out underneath them in just their socks. The passenger was sitting behind them. Their feet were peeking out, I believe, under their seat, and then they just decided, hey, let's pour some soda on it. Wonder Zero, it's okay to pour soda on someone's feet that is invading your space.
Zero.
Zero.
The person should
say
be arrested.
Say something.
Arrested. Not thrown in jail, but arrested. Should be on the record forever.
Poured soda on someone.
It's assault.
Bro,
I mean, I'm not even saying that. Obviously, I'm going a little bit.
It's assault.
Ben, you are 1,000% right. Like, in what world is that more acceptable than just turning around and being like, excuse me, can you put your shoes back on or get your feet out
of
my personal space?
Just, hey, I'm not a fan of your feet, but, like, just keep them over there.
What if you tug on a piggy?
No. No!
Yeah, you know what? That's a good way. Start playing with them.
Piggies can't go to the market.
Like, we can't.
I
fear that we're entering a world where people can't just turn around and be like, hey, could you just please move your feet? Now we're pouring soda on it. We're tugging on piggies.
Yeah, like,
Joshy over here criticizing Aaron Rodgers for his psychedelic use. What world are we in?
So I was kind of nervous at the gym the other day. This is kind of relatable, kind of not. Just let me go there. Can I give a shot? So I was in the shower, and I had brought my Gatorade Zero bottle in with me to finish drinking it. And there's stalls sectioned off, like the shower stalls. I accidentally dropped the Gatorade bottle, and it went underneath into somebody else's shower. And he was very nice. I was like, hey, sorry about that. And he just was like, no problem, and gave it right back to me underneath.
That's the most normal interaction of all time. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but
that,
like,
was two adults behaving normally.
But, like, I'm showing Greg. Maybe we can talk to each other. I don't. Maybe that's not apples to apples to feet hanging over.
What's next, Josh?
What are zero? Shoes should be mandatory on planes.
One.
Usually when we say one at the same time, it's unanimous and we don't need to give an explanation.
I don't think anyone would fight the other way.
I think you'll have like a 10% of people say, I should be able to do this. I paid for the ticket. It's my space. But, like, you're a goon.
Here's one I want Greg to answer more in depth. One or zero, no one knows how to behave in public anymore.
I'm going to say zero, but I think it's getting worse. I wouldn't say no one knows how to behave in public. It's a little too absolute. But yeah, I think the more and more, I read an interesting story. This makes me sound so old. I believe it was in the New York Times. It was about how, like, it interviewed like a 13-year-old and he was like, yeah, there's me and one other classmate who don't have a phone. And he's like, it's so bizarre because everyone in the hall, nobody talks to each other. They all have their head down. And he's like, and then you go to lunch and nobody talks to each other. Everyone's on their phones. Like, it is very bizarre the way people behave now in public.
You know who doesn't get phones till they get to high school?
Jonathan Bruss kids.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I think that's a great rule.
I'm kind of with it, but also, like, it's fascinating. My nephew added me on Snapchat, and he's going to be in seventh grade. I can't keep up with all the things that they got going on. The stories, the ask me, like, you think I do ask me anything's a lot on this show? My nephew's doing it every day.
I personally am of the belief that AOL Instant Messenger, AIM, was probably the peak of digital communication. Like, to me, I don't want to put up like the do not disturb message on my text messages, but the beauty of being able to have an away message where it's like, yeah, you can't talk to me right now, and then be like, I'm online, now I'm willing to talk, is amazing.
It's like when you go to the steakhouse. Green, I want steak. Red, I don't want steak.
Yeah. Like I on a desktop computer, AOL Instant Messenger, and you knew which one of your friends was online. That was the best.
Greg,
I would even make an argument that having the flip phones and even be able to text with, like, you know, it made it hard enough that, like, texting when you had to press A, B to get to B, you know, like
I want to eliminate text messages.
Greg, it's interesting you mentioned do not disturb in that option that you have. Yesterday when you retweeted the Scales and Brush post about is Greg ducking Ben Bruss still, I noticed you had it set up where only Ben Bruss messages were on do not disturb, so they wouldn't be notifying you.
I don't know what that means.
So that's BS. I've this is contrived, is what I've learned, because I just pulled up my phone. I have an unread text message, and I wanted to see if you could put it on do not disturb. And I just put someone on do not disturb with an unread text message. And that's what you did to me on vacation. And you screenshot it to make me look like an idiot and tweeted it at Greg Scalzo.
I genuinely don't know what you mean by do not disturb on my text messages.
You buy it, Greg, or Josh?
I think he might have realized, well, this could be a lot of text from Ben, and I'm trying to have vacation. So he put it you on do not disturb.
If you were on Do Not Disturb, then you've been on Do Not Disturb. I have no idea.
Show me.
How? Like, I don't even know. How do you tell?
Just show me my name. Find where my name is.
Hold on.
This is unsettling.
Ben, where are you?
I'll just send you a text right now.
Oh, hold on. I still haven't responded to your house the trip from last Thursday. There you go. Here.
Well, you clicked into it. Click out. Gosh, you are so dumb. You're our app guy. You see the little ring that's got an X through it, the little bell? That means you have either put me on Do Not Disturb or accidentally did. Which is it?
I assume it's accidentally because I don't know how to do it. And there's also somebody else on here I definitely wouldn't have on Do Not Disturb.
Wait, that has why would I not be there. A definitely wouldn't have? What the hell? I should be a definitely wouldn't have on Do Not Disturb.
You are. Like, I don't know. I
You said there's someone else who I definitely wouldn't have Do Not Disturb. You didn't say that about me.
Yeah, that is true. Somebody I definitely wouldn't have on Do Not Disturb. I mean, is it possible that I would have, like, with you? Yes. Did I? No.
I'm not buying that.
Let's get to Jason Willey.
How do I take you off of Do Not Disturb?
I'll do it in the break.
Wow. It's upset.
Yeah.
Maybe Russo is right. You are sensitive.
I said I was going to lose the sensitive off.
Jason Wilde joins us next on Scalzo and Bross, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bross, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Not right, as cool as the parade minutes. That I should have for winning CGL.
It's CGL. What does it stand for?
Closed Gyms League. You guys are... I'm going to swear on this show.
Scalzo and Bruss.
Josh, you're lucky. You're lucky this is a remote.
Scalzo and Bruss. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Oh, it don't need drama. I just need one word to get to you. So tell me now, do you want it? Because these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm they cry for you. And every Saturday night that you wait, keep my tears blue. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright like we're on the moon.
Let's go and go some Michelob Ultra. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, Colin Rousseau. And we're being joined by Jason Wilde. You listen to him every day, 9 to noon, across these stations on Wilde and Tausch. You read him at The Athletic, the Wisconsin State Journal, and he's usually joining us on Mondays, but what a guy. We're off on Monday. He's making time for us here on a Wednesday in the normal Tausch spot.
He's consistent in his timing, and he'll actually be helpful, unlike Old T.
You're too hard on Old T. Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm good, guys. And you guys do it just for me. I mean, I'm coaching Maddie and Sid's softball team, and sometimes I have a conflict on Monday, so I go earlier than the 5:30. So you guys have been very accommodating to me. Thank you for that.
Yeah, at least you pick times when we do move you where you're not whispering in the phone.
Now you're getting the teeth are out. Yeah, on Ben Bruce.
You're attacking Tosh.
I'm on attack.
Jason, the difference, as I text you guys on Wildy and Tosh earlier today, as you guys were discussing, you usually stay within the same day and just move your time up, and we accommodate. And they're not every single time. And when there was an every single time occurrence, we just moved your day. So that was the
main Jason
strike.
Will provide a solution, yes, in a time that, mm-hmm, works for him versus like, what do you got?
Yeah.
And like, it's vague. Mm-hmm. I'm like Tausch does. It drives, mm-hmm, me nuts.
Well, I'm happy to fill his spot, but I a little birdie told me that he came on the show anyway.
He did. Yeah, he was great. He took time out of BP.
Fraudulent.
He came on the show. He stepped out of the batting cage, and he was great as always. So, no, we appreciate. I don't know. I think these guys have been beaten down so badly by just Tausch having fun with them. And
he,
like,
makes a game out of trying to get on this show,
which,
Jason,
I think is hilarious.
He is a genius. He is a star. He is ridiculously talented. And sometimes he's a little bit difficult.
Yep.
Would be how I would describe my guy.
That is fair. I want you to describe another guy who you used to do a radio show with, who's currently set to speak at a psychedelic conference. Did you guys ever talk about that back in the day? You've obviously had a lot of conversations, and I'm not asking you to share anything off the record, but like, could you picture this from Aaron Rodgers that you knew during the Aaron Rodgers, Jason Wilde show, like being at this point, what is looked at as a leader in the psychedelic realm?
Yeah, no, I didn't see this coming. Look, I say, much like I just said a bunch of nice things and maybe the little occasional difficulty that I get with Tausch, he is a lot different. I would be curious, and I have not discussed this with him, but I would be curious if I asked him, give me the top five ways Aaron Rodgers 2023 is different than Aaron Rodgers 2013. Because remember, our show ran from 11 through 14, so 4 years. He won two MVPs during our four-year window, I might add.
Mm. Common denominators.
But Paul and I talk about this a lot whenever a story comes out about him doing this or that. I mean, he's different. Like we all evolve, we all grow. Sometimes we just change in a very significant way. We take a hard right in another direction. And there are certain things that he talks about or says, or has, developed an affinity for, that was not something that I would have ever imagined him doing. I mean, I think the best example of how different he is now is, you know, he got engaged to his girlfriend Destiny, who he'd known going back to Chico, and he went to his younger brother Jordan's game at Vanderbilt. And they showed him in the stands. It was like one of those weird, like, Thursday or Friday night games during a bye week. And they showed him in the stands, and they showed Destiny next to him. And you could see the size of the diamond ring from the satellites above the stadium. It was so big. And he was fiercely private about having gotten engaged. To the point that he was like mad at ESPN for showing him, which made very little sense to me at the time. And now look at him, right? I mean, he announced his engagement during that video acceptance of his first of the back-to-back MVP awards in 20 and 21. I think his personal life has become much more open. He talks about probably things that whether you're the Jets or the Packers, you would just prefer that he would keep those to himself, even. Not that you have if he wants to believe in that stuff, fine. You're not trying to censor him, but you don't have to talk about it, or you don't have to attend the psychedelics conference. But he is different. There's no two ways about it. And, you know, the only problem that I have with it is that I'm not wired that way. Like, I feel like, while I think I've gotten to be a better version of myself and I try to improve, I think I'm basically the same guy I was when I was like 14. In terms of how I view the world, my values, et cetera, et cetera. And so that part is the one thing that I don't quite understand about him.
Talk with Jason Wilde here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. Jason, I want to switch gears here. I'm going to kind of take a conversation that Joshy and I had, and I don't want to speak for Josh, but this is your brainchild. Is it possible for the Packers to be a better team this year but have a worse record?
Joshy, since this is your brainchild, what do you mean by that?
What I was implying is that the roster wholesale is better than it was with improvements and people coming in at useful positions. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers missing, we kind of have to take out of that. That's a big difference. But top to bottom, the roster feels like it's stronger to me, with a lot of unknowns, of course. But the positions that we've all been asking the Packers to address have largely been addressed with some injuries that are now seemingly to not be as much of part of the forefront with David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, etc.
Yeah, I mean, look, this all comes down to, did they pick the right guys or not, right? Like, if Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are awesome tight ends, and Jaden Reed as a second-round pick at wide receiver, and Dontavian Wicks as a fifth-round pick, turn out to be good to very good players, they will have vastly improved the talent level at those two positions, because Robert Tonyan was not the guy he had been, and Mercedes Lewis is 63 years old. And they had traded away Devontae Adams a year earlier, so you can't say last year, because you had Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb on the team, that they were better at wide receiver. But the unproven nature, you know, this is kind of, we got after Matt Hamilton a little bit for saying that seven of the positions are bad. No, I would say seven of the positions, I don't know what the hell they are. And that's part of the problem with this year and part of the beauty of this year. Like, you know, how good do we think Christian Watson really is? How good do we think Romeo Doubs really is? How good do we think those two tight ends I mentioned, or those two wide receivers that are going to be rookies, are going to be? And when are they going to be the best version of themselves? When is Love going to be that? Like, it's just, for me, and I'm not running you down, Joshy, at all, because I understand your point. They may have more talented guys that are less experienced and thus not as good at doing the job yet. But they also might be wrong. Like, it's possible that Christian Watson, who had some injury issues last season, is plagued by injury for much of his career and never reaches whatever potential he has as a big play wide receiver.
The next Hammy Watkins.
Right. I mean, the two tight ends, they both missed a ton of time with injuries in their last years in college. So, look, they have the potential to be really good. There is talent there. They certainly would draft it all in positions that you expect them to be good. But I just, that's what's exciting about this year. I don't have the faintest idea. I think they're going to go 6-11. I think there's going to be a ton of growing pains. I think Jordan Love's going to have a huge learning curve. And then when he gets to the last one-third of the season, I would think that if things are good, the light will go on and he will play much better. And you'll be going into 24 going, God, did you see what those guys did the last four games? And I've seen that happen in Mike Sherman's first year in 2000. I saw it happen in Mike McCarthy's first year of 2006. Those were first-year coaches. This is different because it's a first-year quarterback, but a fifth-year head coach. But it's potentially the same type of scenario. And again, if they can do that, and their arrow is clearly pointing up, then I think they can have a success. They can have a losing season that is still viewed as a successful season. If they go 7-10 or 8-9, and they are pointing up in that way, that's going to be great. But Couch loves the, I don't know if he brought this up to you because I didn't know he was going to be on with you today. Otherwise, I would have bailed on you guys. He likes to talk about elevators lining up, right, as a player. And one elevator is your understanding and your football IQ and experience, and the other elevator is your talent. And you want them to line up on the highest possible floor where they are both really good. And when we look at the guys that they have on this team, that talent elevator may be pretty high that we're projecting it to be, but that experience and understand the elevator is pretty darn low. And if they can get those to meet really high by the end of the season, I have said this a bunch, I don't think they're going to be very good in 23. I think there's a good chance they could be really good in 24.
We will see what it looks like, but it will certainly be a heck of a ride. Jason, thank you for jumping in today, whether or not we had Tausch. It was great to talk.
Thank you for being always accommodating.
Tausch and I have that in common. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. Athletic, Wisconsin State Journal as well. You can read him there. Scouts Over Us returns. I want to dive more into the psychedelic version of Aaron Rodgers. It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
This can't be common. I heard a crazy story from a buddy I met, and he talked about how he got a vasectomy, and then his wife got pregnant. That's got to be awkward, huh?
I guess.
Right? Like, you get a vasectomy, you think it can't happen.
Yeah, that's been known to happen.
Jeez. How do you get that thing to 100? I guess chop them off.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
By Michelob Ultra, Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio, Colin Rousseau. You, the Scalzo Bruss family, calling text to 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. Benny, while I line up these polls, why don't you tell the world about Water Joe?
Oh, it's amazing because it gets me the energy I need. I had a lot of Water Joe today because I got a late-night basketball game. When I have a late-night basketball game, I got to make sure I stay hydrated, got to make sure I have the energy to get through my work day and keep me going throughout the night from a basketball game. And so that's why I love Water Joe. It's that healthy, clean energy, no off taste because it's just water. It just tastes like water. An alternative to sugary drinks, whether it's soda, energy drinks. You don't want that crap in your body. You want Water Joe in your body, baby. Find it at any of your local retailers.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Ross, we asked the question, who's the most entitled ESPN Wisconsin host?
Mark Tauscher leading the vote at 48%.
Ben Bruss leading the vote at 51%, followed by Mark Tauscher at 22%, followed by myself, Greg Scalzo, at 15%, followed by Matt Hamilton rounding up the rear at 11%.
That's what she said.
Brandon Crawford says, I feel like Ben takes so many L's on this program. Let's have a segment where everyone talks about what they like about Ben. We also asked the poll question, which Packer was the biggest snub on Pete Prisco's NFL Top 100 list? Aaron Jones at 56%, Kenny Clark at 31%, David Bakhtiari at 11%, other at 2%.
You guys are very, very, very entitled. Let me just say that. Both you and Josh.
How so?
I just wanted to say it.
I know. That's why I asked you how so. Big thanks to you, the Scalzo and Russ family, for being you every single day. And a massive thank you to Mark Tauscher for making some time for us today. And I hope that 100.5 ESPN Josh. Madison Little League team is dominating right now. Coming up next, Milwaukee and Beaver Dam, it's Joe and Amber. And in Madison, a special series finale of the Pat Richter Show. We love you, Pat.